Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.
It's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance beneath the cover of October skies. You know the leaves on the trees are falling to the sun.
What's up? What's up, everybody? Welcome aboard. It's the Bubba Show, and I have to bring back my guy, Mr. Joe Meyer from Straight Money Analysis, because he's got to straighten everybody out on what the hell's going on in these markets. Mr. Meyer, welcome back, my friend.
Good afternoon, Todd. Thank you, as always, for the opportunity to visit with your listening audience on the Bubba Show. Truly appreciate the time we can visit with you, Todd. Thank you so much.
Well, it's great to have you, Joe. And of course, you're an old timer. You and I are like old war horses in this industry. And, you know, obviously, we've been looking for a market to correct, and it's been nowhere really near. I mean, we haven't really sniffed any selling. I know you're feverishly working on your newsletter that's coming out in a few weeks here, and I know that it's a tremendous amount of work to take to get this done. What are some of the key points that you're looking at, and what are you thinking in these areas here?
Well, I think the market at this point is looking somewhat tired. I think the advance is certainly narrowing, and I think we are reaching the point now where very shortly, Todd, I'm expecting a correction in the market. You know, having said that, I think initially the correction could be limited to probably 5 to 7%. Probably take the Dow down to maybe the low 20,000 area, and then from there, I'm expecting one more rally to try to make a new high, which I expect at this time for many reasons to fail. And then I think when we come down and we break the most recent reactionary low, we get a much larger decline. That's the way I see it, Todd.
No, I mean, I can understand that. I mean, again, I've been bearish for quite a while, excuse me, looking for that sell-off. And, you know, we haven't seen it. And all we see right now is that every time the markets dip a little bit, the buyers come pouring in. Now, it's not like it's exactly exciting buyers, because certainly there's not any volume, which indicates to me, and I want to get your views on this, is that the money that's flowing in right now is the end of the line of the retail trader, the people that have not been in for 10 years. It's safe now. I can finally get in. What do you think?
Well, I couldn't agree with you more. I think when you take a look at the action we've seen in the short term in the market, you've got a handful of stocks painting the tape, you know, I think misleading the strength that a lot of people would want to believe is underlying this market. I think when you talk about specifics, you look at Boeing. Boeing's added about 460 points to the Dow between 21,000 and 22,000, which we recently exceeded. And I think when you take a look at the number of new highs versus the number of new lows, I think it's indicating that this market is long overdue for some kind of retracement. You know, I've said in previous shows with you that I think this market's not only extremely overvalued, it's widely overextended, and it continues to be rampantly euphoric. I think we've got a lot of people coming in here in the belief that this market could possibly move to 25,000 or higher in the Dow. And I think it's a time for caution. I think it's a time to use any further strength, take money off the table, raise some cash, and move to the sidelines. You know, the easiest thing in all the years I've been in this business, and I think you'll agree, should be to sell and nail down a profit. I don't know why that's so hard for people to do. But for some reason, it consistently over the years turns out to be the problem most people cannot get past. What do you think, Todd?
Well, I would call that what is more famously known as greed. You know,
absolutely.
We rotate, human beings rotate from being afraid to do something to being greedy. So they're no longer afraid. Now they want more, right? You know, it's the same story. It's like, you know, if you feed a dog, they'll eat until they throw up. They will not stop. Right or wrong. Well, maybe you don't have dogs, but I have dogs, and they will eat as much food as you put in front of them, and they won't stop until you take it away, or they puke their brains out. And then when they're done, they'll go eat it again. And that's very similar to, I think, that what happens in markets is people go from oh my God, I lost everything. I can't do this anymore. I'm out. I never want to get in. And then all of a sudden it gets a little bit exciting and they start getting in. And now it's safe. And then they fly in and they pour in and they don't understand that you have to take losses when they have losses. You take profits and you have profits. Now, again, we're not looking for 10 cents. We're looking for reasonable numbers. But, you know, if you've got a 25% gain over the last 6 or 7 years, you may want to consider taking some of that gain off the table. I think that's more reasonable than anything else. If not, learn how to hedge it and protect it so that you don't lose it all again. Because, again, you and I both know the markets are going to go up 9% year over year. But they may not go up next year. You know, we've been up for almost 9 years in a row or whatever it is. And, you know, at some point we're going to see a sell-off under any circumstances. But in the meantime, it's always good to either learn how to protect what you own or take something off the table. Not trying to time the market because you can't really time it, but taking some off the table, looking for better opportunities. What do you say?
Well, you know, the market will always represent risk, but it'll always represent reward. And when it comes down to the emotion, and I think you and I agree, plays a big part in the success people have being in these markets. You've got to manage the money, but you've got to manage your emotion, and I think you have to stay realistic. And when a profit is certainly in a position that's built up over time, no one knows exactly what these markets can do at any given time or moment. It's prudent to at least lighten up the position, raise some cash, and ride the rest. You know, nobody's saying you sell the entire position out, but you do take back, I would think prudently, your initial investment and certainly let the balance and the profits ride. And nothing wrong with having cash reserves in an account, because when markets sell off, they give you a buying opportunity. And nothing is worse to be fully invested when you get a market sell-off and not be able to take advantage of bargains when they present themselves in the market, Todd.
Which is, again, the reason that the wealthy get wealthier is because they have capital to go ahead and step in these markets when they do sell off. And that's where the average person should be, is be prepared to have some money in liquid that they can step in and buy. Instead of having to panic out at the bottom, they can be looking to buy at the bottom. What do you think?
Well, you know, you want to sell on the way up and you want to buy on the way down, and people do the exact opposite of that, and they wonder why they've never been successful in the market. You know, markets do a lot of times what people don't believe, for whatever reasoning, markets are capable of doing. And a surprise a lot of times is not good into the upside, it's bad into the downside, and people, they don't have a game plan to deal with the inevitable that's going to happen in these markets if you're part of them long enough.
And we are with our man, our friend Joe Meyer from Straight Money Analysis. And, of course, he's got his newsletter coming out at straightmoneyanalysis.com, and he's offering Bubba Show listeners a special deal here on a bargain. So, you know, check it out. But, again, you have to understand what he's saying, and he's speaking to you from 50 years in the industry as a long-term investor as well as a short-term trader. But Joe is being brought to you by Casper Mattress. That's Casper Sleep. They have a terrific mattress. And, of course, you can check them out at www.caspertrial.com. And, of course, what they'll do is they'll give you $50 off of any mattress purchase. And that's www.caspertrial.com. / The Bubba Show. Check them out. I think you'll enjoy the greatest night's sleep you get. And, of course, libertytalk.fm is where our home is. And, of course, you can download the Bubba Show there every single day, as well as the Sporting Edge on the weekends. And, you know, we're getting ready to run another a hedging and a futures class. You may want to check out the website at bubbatrading.com. Because what we're going to do is we're going to run an early registration and then push prices higher after this run at the early registration will be in September. And I'll give you the dates in the next couple of days. But anyways, go to bubbatrading.com and check that out. I think you'll love the class. And, of course, it's the greatest tools to help protect and give you some trading expertise for everything that you do. In the meantime, we'll be back with more from Joe Meyer, Straight Money Analysis, after the break. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz, are coming right back to you after the break. The Bubba Show. Ooh. Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horwitz with Straight Money Analysis' own Joe Meyer, the guy who puts together this beautiful report, and hopefully you can check it out at straightmoneyanalysis.com. He loves to have, he's got a lot of Bubba Show listeners who use them, and I think it's a very well written and really a great project that you ever can look for when you look at the markets. It gives you a real good overview of what has happened and what you expect to happen and why. And Joe, anything about the letter, tell us how to get a hold of you and if we want to go ahead and sign up for it as well.
Well, go to the straightmoneyanalysis.com website. As you know, Todd, there's a full sample issue of the newsletter on the website that people can download and read for free. It's basically an outline of the topics and the quality of the information we provide in every issue of the newsletter. The newsletter is quarterly. I'm working on the next issue, which will be the September 2017 as we speak. 1 year subscription, $259.95. 6 month subscription, $149.95. And out of respect to you and what you've stood for in this industry and what you're doing on the Bubba Show, anyone becomes a subscriber to the newsletter, we will give you a couple of back issues of the newsletter to really bring you up to speed on my thinking and the way we approach the markets and what I think people can and should be doing. We'll give you the March and June 2017, and we'll start your subscription from the September 2017 issue of the newsletter. How's that, Todd?
Awesome. That's great. And I urge everybody to check it out. I think it's a, like I said, there's certain things you want to read about markets. There's a lot of BS out there that's just rah, 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 but you really just want to read what the straight story is. And so, you know, Joe, I've been short, and I've been calling the market short for a while, and it hasn't obviously panned out well.
No.
And again, look, I don't complain. I mean, again, what I try to make clear to everybody is my SEP IRA. You know, I hedge as well. I hedge my long-term portfolio always. So I'm not concerned about, you know, the market meltdown, because I'm going to compound my portfolio when the market breaks. So I'll be happy when it breaks either way. I don't like the torture of trying to be short here. But again, what in your mind will drive this market lower? It's 100% not going to be economic data. There's no way that economic data is the driver of this market to the downside, in my opinion. What do you think?
Well, I think the market is approaching a point of now exhaustion, and I think this market has gone up for so long, and I think it's convinced people that it has no vulnerability to it, and I think the surprise is going to be when we break to the downside. Not only how fast we fall, but how sharp we fall. And I think it's going to really frighten a lot of investors that didn't want to believe, for whatever set of reasons, that this market could undergo a meaningful correction. But, you know, I think we talked in a previous show, Todd, about four phases of a bull market. And you and I have learned these four phases, you know, all through the decades we've been in this business. Bull markets, they're born on pessimism, they grow on skepticism, they mature on optimism, and then they die in euphoria. I think when we start the next bear market, and it's not a question of if, it's a question of when, surprise is going to be how much this coming bear market can retrace of this previous bull market move over the last several years. I think when you take a look at the ability of the market to move higher, I think it's extremely limited. I think when you talk about the five least expensive markets in the world versus the five most expensive countries, you're really looking at a dichotomy here that I think few people realize. The five least expensive markets in the world are South Korea, Austria, the Czech Republic, Hungary, Italy. The five most expensive markets in the world are the United States, Belgium, Philippines, India, and Indonesia. So I think, again, when you look at the signs of the economy and what they're basically saying, we've got contracting credit demand, tax receipts, as I'm sure you'll agree, are turning negative, Todd. We've got a flattening yield curve. We've got all-time retail store closings. We've had 18 recessions, as you know, since 1913, but all but one was caused by the Fed's induced tightening, and we're seeing that as we move forward. You got falling auto and home sales, and lastly, falling consumer confidence. So I think the fundamentals, along with the technicals, are adding up that this market is ready for a reversal. And again, the key is not if it takes place, when it takes place, and do you have a plan of action, which I think you should be formulating right now to deal with that. I truly do.
Well, of course, though, all the experts keep telling me that this is the new market, that it's not the same as the markets in the past. And in fact, somebody said to me the other day when I brought up the tax receipts, they said, well, the reason the tax receipts are down is because more people are self-employed. And I go, I said BS, but what do you say?
I agree with you. It's BS.
Okay, because you still got to pay, even if you're self-employed, you still got to pay quarterly. So you still, there's the tax.
Absolutely.
The tax receipts still should be there. But in the meantime, this is not a new market. The markets don't change. And of course, I believe, my personal opinion is, I threw out a number there quite a while ago. Okay, and again, I've been wrong, you know, for a while here, but I threw out a number 1562 in the S&P, and I believe that's going to be the ultimate bottom. I don't know if that'll be the bottom, but I think we're getting there at some point, and it could be a year from now. Whatever it is, 1562 is my number in the S&P, and that's right now, that's about, 30-some percent from where we are right now, and I would not be at all surprised to see us all of that structure. What do you think?
Well, I think when we get the sell-off, and again, I'll say it, I think the surprise is going to be how quickly this market falls apart. I think you're going to have everybody all trying to raise some cash and move to the sidelines all at the same time. This market's going to find, in my humble opinion, very little support on the way down. I think there's two areas that I think we could certainly trade down to in the Dow in this coming bear market. I think the first level is the 2,000 highs, 14,100 in the Dow, and if we don't hold there, we work our way inevitably down to the 2,000 high, 11,780 in the Dow. But people look at that as being totally unrealistic because based on where the markets are trading currently, that is totally something they can't wrap their head around and want to believe for a minute. But as you know, bull markets, they walk up a flight of stairs. Bear markets, they take the elevator. Bear markets always go down historically a hell of a lot faster than the previous bull market went up. You know, most of these people that are in these markets today have never been part of a true bear market, Todd. You know, go back, look at our career. We were part of bear markets in the 70s and 80s. We know how brutal and vicious they are. We know how they can devastate. Certainly invest his capital and do it in a very, very brutal manner. People have to understand this has to go down in history as one of the longest bull markets in history or close to one of the longest bull markets in history. And we are long overdue for a nasty, brutal bear market. As you know, Todd, typically bear markets last one-third to one-half as long as the previous bull cycle. We could be looking at a couple of years of falling stock prices no one at this point is truly prepared for.
Right, and they never are, which is why they fall. I mean,
no, they're not.
It's always the same story, Joe. You know, and I've said to many people, you know, everybody wants to get short. Now, again, I carry a small short position just because I'd go play in traffic if I missed the first Dow move here, okay? But I'm not going to get panicked out. But in the meantime, you know, any normal, like, trader, there's going to be the first big sell-off that's going to come, just like we've seen. There's going to be some buyers. The key that we need to see is a lower high when it comes back up, and that will give
and
you.
And we're going to see it.
Of course, we're going to see it again. The question is not if, it is when, but the other question is what will be the signal that will do that. And I continue to say it will not, in my opinion, be economic data. But we're going to ask you that when we come back from the break, because I don't believe that it's economic data. I think it's going to be some shocking surprise, whatever that happens to be. In 2001, it was unfortunately the terrorist attacks. We'll be right back with more from Joe Meyer. And we're visiting with Joe Meyer from StraightMoneyAnalysis.com. And Joe is being brought to you by Casper Mattress. And of course, Casper Mattress, they've got that new technology that brings the greatness of memory foam and proprietary breathable springy layer. So make sure you check them out at www.caspertrial.com. Again, that's www.caspertrial.com. get that great night's of sleep we all need, because certainly we need to get our rest as we have to battle every single day. And of course, LibertyTalk.fm, you can download the Bubba Show every single day. And of course, don't forget the Sporting Edge on the weekends. And of course, BubbaTrading.com, you get to catch Bubba's bottom line. And who'd want to miss that after what's going on? And you can see my blood pressure raising when you check it out. I'm faster than, of course, the interest rates. This is the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. We'll be back with Joe Meyer from StraightMoneyAnalysis.com right after the break. The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. What's up, everybody? Bubba here. It's finally here. The long-awaited Bubba Report. Bringing you news from all the trading floors across the globe. We've got Scott Cialady, the cow guy, as seen on CNBC, Fox, and Bloomberg. We've got Keith Bliss, CNBC, Fox, and a floor trader at the New York Stock Exchange. We've got The Badger, who writes the hot topics in the political news. We've got myself putting together my own unique indexes that will help you give you a better idea of what's going on in the market. All you need to do to get a hold of the Bubba Report is go to thebubbashow.org and sign up for the newsletter, or you can email me direct at bubba@thebubbashow.org. We want you to have this report because we've got over 150 years of experience talking about markets, getting ready for the trading, and puts you in the best position to have successful. So email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org to get a copy of your report, or go right to the website, thebubbashow.org. Make sure you get it. It's a must-have for every investor and trader. The Bubba Report. Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with my man Joe Meyer, Straight Money Analysis, straightmoneyanalysis.com. Great news there, guys. You got to check it out. And he made a very special offer to you. And certainly, I think that you should at least check out one of the sample issues from the past, one of the past issues, which he is showed on his website. Joe, again, I continue to beat the drum that the markets will have a sell-off. And again, we both agree on that. But I'm saying that nobody gives a crap about economic data, because the economic data that we have today is not as good as everybody wants to make it out to be. Yes, corporate earnings are terrific, except that they're being built on contraction, cheap money, and by not hiring people with no capital expenditures. So what good does that do the economy? It's great for the company. It's great for the stockholders, but it's not good for the general economy. The jobs stink. Insurance stinks. So the average guy is struggling just to get by, yet the stock markets are record high. So I say that economic data will not be something. I'm going to say it's a surprise that comes out of left field, whether it be a bombing somewhere, something that will spook people to get out of the stock market and raise bond prices. What do you say?
Well, I couldn't agree with you more. I think it's going to be a geopolitical event that's going to be the primary catalyst to start this money, this market down. But I think the secondary catalyst is going to be when people take a hard look at the economic fundamentals that fuel this market and see that there was no justification to go to the levels we did. And I think people are going to get a double whammy shock, a geopolitical event come out of nowhere, a black swan, and the reality the economy's been in trouble, as you've outlined, for quite some time, and it's getting ready to go in the tank. I think those two things are going to lead to, and I couldn't agree with you more, significantly lower prices, Todd.
I mean, again, what I see is, I've always called this from the beginning a house of cards. Now, I get the part of cheap money. I have no problem with that. I understand the concept, right? But what I think that the average, especially retired or fixed income person, is getting trapped in here is because they have nowhere to go. And of course, they didn't save enough money as they were, you know, saving for retirement, because they assumed that interest rates would be at 5 or 6%. And if they saved, you know, their, let's say, $500,000 or $600,000, they could get between Social Security and their passbook account, they'd get enough to live like they lived every day of their life, so they wouldn't change and they wouldn't have to go into their principal. Unfortunately, that's not the case. And what's happened is the Fed has really built the wealthier, even more wealthier, and they've actually almost provided them with a paycheck, because they're the only ones who can take advantage of these genuinely cheap rates. What do you say?
Well, I think we've witnessed the greatest transfer of wealth in history, no question about it. I think you got people in this market taking risks, quite honestly, they don't truly understand. You know, I look at retirement assets, they're about $23 trillion, but IRA accounts make up $7.3 trillion of that asset base. you have people in here that don't believe for a minute we're going to enter an economic recession and or a brutal bear market. If this market gets cut in half before I think the bear market cycle's over, and I wouldn't rule it out, you're going to have people that are invested in this market, and again, I'll say it, taking risks they don't understand, possibly lose a third to one half of the assets they've built over the years. You have people in here on the cusp of retirement taking risk in the market. If this market takes a severe correction and or begins a bear market, that'll never have the money that will allow them to retire. They'll work until the day they die. That's the risk they're taking in the market that, honestly, all the years I've been in the business, I see no one speak to. You have people should be taking money off the table right now, building a cushion of some decent cash reserves and not taking any more risk than they're able to certainly understand and be part of in these markets. You know, there's a time to be fully invested, and I agree with that philosophy. But there's a time to have some cash reserves and prepare for lower prices, and I couldn't say it more directly. I think that time is now, Todd.
Listen, you've got, the market's up 200% from the bottoms. How could I not realize that maybe, it, you know, even a train stops at the station for a snack, right? I mean, at some point, we got to see it break down. But now, we've got, you know, basically, you said this when we start, opened up the show, basically, only a couple of stocks are really performing at a great level. You know, obviously the FANG stocks continue to dazzle. But of course, if you throw Netflix in as one of the FANGs, I mean, unless they get bought out, they don't make any money. And of course, Tesla's not no. not a FANG, but they're going broke. But yet they continue. Wall Street continues to love it and buy it up. You know, and I don't understand where all this is coming from. I mean, those Tesla and Netflix and stocks like that, not Amazon. I'm still, you know, Amazon to me is still a bit overvalued, but I do like their company and I like their model, and they are making a little bit of money. But the other ones that don't make money, at some point you have to make money. You cannot continue to live on dreams, as they can tell you from the internet bubble of, well, you know, we don't need to make money. We just have to have clicks, right? And that's the problem, I think.
Well, you know, I think the market at this point is highly illusionary. You've got almost 50 million people on food stamps. If you look at the real unemployment number, it's a lot higher than it's being reported. You've got 100 million people out of the workforce. You know, how do you justify 22,000 in a Dow? I think it's a pretty hard sell, Todd. I really do.
Oh, no, again, I agree with you, Joe. I think that, you know, there's a lot of problems out there, and you can only manipulate your markets so long. I mean, let's take a look at the U.S. dollar. Your U.S. dollar is getting trashed, all right? And, of course, part of that is on the behest of the Fed, because the Fed is absolutely clueless and has no idea of how to get out of this ridiculous mess they made, not to mention all the politicians who want to continue to kick the can down the road so that somebody else can take care of it, refuse to deal with the issues at our hand, and that's going to create a much bigger problem. What do you say, sir?
Well, I don't think there's any way out, and I think that's the realization and the reality that's going to soon set into this market. You know, when you take a look at what we've seen in the U.S., and I think you and I talked about this in a previous show, we're not getting confirmation by any of the other major markets around the world that things are certainly as well as this equity market is indicating they are. We're not getting confirmation out of China. You know, it's still down significantly from its 2007 high. Same thing with Japan, very well below its 1989 high. Italy, well below its 2007 high. And the U.S. is now over 70% above its 1999 high. So we've got markets around the world, I think, signaling we've got economic problems on the horizon. Again, it's not a question of if, it's a question of when. And we've got the Dow now attempting to do things that, honestly, I couldn't agree with you more, haven't made sense for quite some time. You know, everybody's trying to catch the top, where I think you should be locking down profits, raising cash, and when this correction sets in, be able to put that money to work at better value. That's what people should be concentrating on now. Not trying to get the last 10 bucks out of this rally. It makes no sense to me, Todd.
All right, listen, Joe, you're 100% right, and that's a problem. And again, this is built by A lot of it by the Federal Reserve, who will desert it when it's all said and done, because they're going to have to start raising. And I think if you look at Friday's jobs number, how can they continue to say, well, we're not going to raise rates, if they're going to truly believe the crap that they say, that things are getting better? How can they not start raising rates? What do you think?
Well, I think we're going to see inevitably higher rates. Again, it's not a question of if, it's a question of when. You know, we've had this cheap money for so long. You know, you look at when this crisis began, the Fed had a balance sheet of about $800 billion. The last time I looked at it, it was over $4.6 trillion. You know, at some point, we're going to see significant problems in the dollar. Again, it's not a question of if, it's a question of when. You know, when you talk about a black swan event, it could take place over Korea, could take place certainly with problems in the European banking system, could certainly see problems with sovereign debt all through Europe. And again, it's not a question of when the event that we think is going to take place hits the market. The question is, are you prepared inevitably for the day when it does?
Oh, Joe Meyer, you are, see, that's why we pay you the big bucks, Joe Meyer, because you got, that's the best question. Is it not if, it's are you prepared? We'll be right back with
now
more.
Now, you know why I'm not on network television, because they don't want me putting this information out. But this is what people need to know, and you and I always outline, I think, very cohesively the reasons why you need to know it. Fox News, if you're listening, give me a call.
And of course, he is telling it straight. They, most newsmakers don't want to hear the truth. If you remember the movie, I can't remember the name of the movie now. But in the meantime, you can't handle the truth. And of course, many times they don't want to have the truth because it disturbs their views. And of course, you know, when people hear the truth, sometimes it also disturbs ratings. But that's Joe Meyer from straightmoneyanalysis.com. We're gonna come back with more from Joe after the break, but in the meantime, you want that great night of sleep, you go to the pressure relieving memory foam and proprietary breathable springy layer come together to create an outrageously comfortable sleep service. Well, that's Casper Mattress. And of course, they're offering Bubba Show listeners a $50 discount off any mattress purchase. And all you have to do is go to www.caspertrial.com/The Bubba Show. Again, that's www.caspertrial.com/The Bubba Show and get your $50 discount immediately. And they also have the 100 free night sleep trial. So check that out, as well as that, as well as libertytalk.fm, the only station you'll need, which provides you content 24 hours a day. And of course, excuse me, that also brings the Bubba Show and the Sporting Edge on Saturdays and Sundays for you. Of course, coming up the football season, you want to check out the Sporting Edge. Our handicapping record has been about 56% over the last 3 years, so make sure you check that out. In the meantime, we're going to step out of here for a break and come back with our final thoughts with Joe Meyer from straightmoneyanalysis.com. This is The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. We'll be right back after the break with more from Joe Meyer. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz.
In 28 years, finally.
Welcome back to the Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz with Straight Money Analysis own Joe Meyer. Joe, give us the Straight Money Analysis information again so we know how to get a hold of it.
All right, you go to the website, straightmoneyanalysis.com, click on newsletter. There's a full sample issue of the newsletter you can download and read for free. Working on the September 2017 issue as we speak. 1 year subscription, $259.95. 6 month subscription, $149.95. Anyone becomes a subscriber to the letter, we'll give you a couple of back issues of the newsletter. I'll give you as a bonus free the March and June 2017. We'll start your subscription from the September 2017. And you will get an education that you're never going to be able to obtain anywhere else on what's happening in these markets and how you should adjust your thinking and be part of these markets and be part of them successfully.
And I concur, sir. That was a very good reason to look at it. So, all right, Joe. So we've got markets that are, the Feds keeps looking for inflation, which inflation should be natural, but they've really kind of destroyed the free market system, right? You agree with that?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. So the inflation is only the benefit of them so they can continue to print money because they need the tax dollars that they create by making my house worth more from some stupid inflation instead of having the free market work. But all that being said, and you know, I could bash the Fed for, I don't know, Bobby, about 6 months without even stopping, but Well, they've done a horrible job. That's just my opinion. But in the meantime, we've got a whole bunch of other problems. What are we going to do, Joe, with the underfunded pensions? That's another problem. Forget about Social Security and Medicaid. What about the private pensions that are dramatically underfunded as well? What are those people going to do? They got nothing.
Well, you've got people that are never going to be able to afford to retire. And if they were able to afford to retire, they're going to be going back to work. And they're going to be going back to work in jobs that are going to pay, quite frankly, a hell of a lot less than they were earning before. And this is a snowball coming down the hill. And again, you and I talked about this for quite some time. That's inevitable. You know, do you have a plan to deal with maybe several years of tough times? You know, I'm going to write in great detail in the September issue of the newsletter when we've made historic previous tops in the Dow, how many years it took on balance to exceed them. Going to talk about the bull market of the 60s when the Dow got over 1,000, as you know, for the first time, 1966. We didn't get back above it and stay above 1,000 until 17 years later in 1983. We made the top in the Dow 1929, 381 in the Dow. We didn't exceed that level until 1954, 25 years later. The point I'm making here for anybody that's interested is after you make a new all-time high, a historic high, it could be several years to a decade and longer to get above the old high, and that's how long these markets can stay down before they recover and go on to higher highs. So what I'm saying here is the risk of being caught in the downdraft that I think I couldn't agree with you more that's ahead of us is if this market broadsides you and you're at risk and lose half your money, you're looking at 10, 15, maybe 20 years. You'll never live long enough to recover the money you lost by taking a risk you didn't understand in the underlying market. What do you think?
No, I agree. I mean, again, that's why I encourage people, as you do, to take some money off the table, or as I do, to hedge their portfolios, because I don't have to worry about that. And, of course, the greatest wealth builder in the world is the stock market, if you know what you're doing. But, again, you have...
There's nothing more painful that I've witnessed in my career when investors not only lose their capital, they lose their capital and they lose the profit. They were too foolish to take it the time the market would allow them to do it.
I agree 100%. And that's always, look at that, comes back to the same issue we talk about many times, is greed. So, Joe, what do we see in the commodity markets? I know you cover oil a little bit, and oil, of course, OPEC has done their damnedest to try to manipulate that price, and they've done such a good job. It dropped 20% since they started manipulating. What's your look at oil here?
Well, I think the energy market's been very frustrating. I think the fundamentals are saying one thing. I think the technicals are certainly doing something other. You know, I think we've had a lot of people looking for a break of the key support areas in oil, and we've not seen it. And what we've witnessed is a very frustrating trading range in oil, you know, 42, 43 on the downside and the low 50s to the upside. And I think we're possibly going to stay in that trading range longer than people would want to believe, but I have to believe the downside is going to be somewhat buffered, and we might not see the lows that the fundamentals are dictating at this point should happen, Todd. I may be wrong, but again, that's the way I see energy.
Well, I didn't actually find it so frustrating until recently. I sold it at 55 in November, and I've been very happy, I'd be quite frank, but to be honest with you. But at the end of the day, I understand what you're saying, and of course, it can be that, and that's one of the things that we look at. So, Joe, we have... You know, commodities, agricultural commodities, they're in the toilet. We got no inflation anywhere. And I mean, I'm talking about real inflation, not the kind that the Fed wants to bake up. Do we have a chance to get that? You know, with a flattening yield curve or an inverting yield curve, it says no. Everything that's around us says that there is no growth, which is what I've said constantly. We don't have any growth in this country right now, and it's all artificial and BS. What say you?
Well, you know, typically you look at commodity bulls, and as you know, they last on balance 18 to 20 years. This commodity bull, if you want to still believe it's a bull, started in 1999, was retested in 2001. And I think, to clarify what you've just touched upon, we've got certain commodities in a bull market, certain commodities in a bear market. I think when you talk about the bull market in commodities, no question, I think the precious metals are in a bull market, and I think they've begun another very important new leg to the upside that I think, honestly, in the months and years ahead will be quite surprising. You know, we've seen 1 ounce of gold, as you know, buy the Dow twice in history, 1932, 1980. Having been, you know, part of what's gone on in these markets now 51 years, I believe in the rule of three, Todd, and I think at some point, inevitably in the future, 1 ounce of gold will buy the Dow once again. Question is, at what level will 1 ounce of gold cross the value of the Dow? I think it's got to be north of 10,000. What do you think?
I hope it's not 1,200. That would not be good. No, I agree with you. I mean, I don't. I've never studied that, to be honest, but I could understand that point. That makes sense to me, certainly, and that would put gold north of that. And of course, we have this whole currency disaster, which unfortunately we don't have time to get into today. But as we come to a close here, young man, obviously you have your very strong opinions, and not you're a bear or anything. You're looking at the markets from a straight guy who has reality in his mind and is more interested in helping others to understand it. And that's your whole objective behind your newsletter and everything. So I know you've done this before, but give us your advice to an investor, the things they should be doing right now, what they should be looking at. And besides signing up for Straight Money Analysis, what else should they be doing?
Well, I think the first thing you want to do is understand the risk you're taking in the market. And if you don't understand that risk, now is the time to certainly become aware of what it is. If you're using leverage, this is a time to cut back on your leverage and or reduce it or eliminate it completely. It's time to raise some cash, take money off the table. It's time to let the markets do what I think they're getting ready to do best, and that's reprice asset classes. And I think you must keep in focus that you can always come back in the market at some time when you have the capital in which to do so, when people lose sight of that fact. And I think there's a time when you've got to use very close stops, and I think we're reaching that point now. And if this market starts down, you know, at any time for any reason, you limit your losses and limit them very, very early. And understand that the market, once again, once this correction is complete, will give you a good entry point and certainly allow you to come back into positions at much lower prices. And keep in focus protecting your capital and understanding the big picture is of utmost importance. Those are the things I think you have to focus on.
Joe Meyer, StraightManyAnalysis.com. Thank you so much for being on the show today. I appreciate it.
Todd, always a pleasure to visit with you and your listening audience. Thank you so much for having me today. It was truly a pleasure. Thank you, Todd.
Thanks, Joe. And that was Joe Meyer from StraightMoneyAnalysis.com, our friend. In the meantime, that'll do it for today. This is The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Same time, same station, right here at The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. See you tomorrow, everybody. Have a great night. Thanks.
Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.